This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome to the show. The Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. Lots of exciting things going on. I've got a commentary coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in the country, my hometown newspaper, where I write columns every Thursday and Sunday. I'm the national opinions columnist, and I want to read it to you right now. I think you'll find it very interesting, because I caught our competitor, the Las Vegas Sun, in a bit of journalistic, what's the best word? Do I want to call it fraud? Journalistic fraud? Journalistic lack of ethics? Journalistic lack of integrity? Journalistic lack of credibility? It's just another example of Trump today talking about the liberal media with fake news, fake news, fake news. They're all just nuts. They've gone off the deep end. They don't know what they're doing anymore. They're destroying their own credibility, and they're destroying their own chances of winning elections. They're not going to win anything in November. Mark it down. Wayne Root said it when no one else did. They're not winning anything at all in November. So the title is, Did the Las Vegas Sun Purposely Mislead? The victories keep piling up for President Trump, Republicans, America, and me personally. Trump has opened the floodgates of prosperity. He's making America great again. He's also making Israel great again. And he's most certainly not making Iran great again. That was Obama's role. Those days are over. Israel is busy naming parks, railway stations, and even soccer teams after President Trump. Because Trump did something amazing. He decided not to be quote-unquote fair and treat the bad guys exactly the same as the good guys. Do you treat a murderer the same as a hero and a Boy Scout? Really? Trump actually had the courage to choose a side. Trump actually treats our friends better than our enemies. He actually rewards good guys and punishes bad guys. He has the nerve to treat Israel like our trusted best friend. What gall? Trump is now the most beloved U.S. president in Israeli history. Obama is the most disliked president in Israeli history. This is all driving liberals into fits of insanity. Trump is piling up victories. The economy is booming. There's peace on the horizon in North Korea. American prisoners are home from North Korea. The U.S. Embassy has moved to Jerusalem. ISIS is decimated. Trump is making good on all of his campaign promises. Trump is changing the world with his creative get-it-done-now business mind. Soon, Obamacare will be repealed and the wall with Mexico will be built. Those are the last two big promises unfulfilled. Trump will find a way to make them both happen. Want to bet? I'm betting. I'll bet you. The liberal reaction to all this success by Trump is pure insanity, to the point where they're making themselves look silly and damaging their credibility. So here's where I caught the Las Vegas Sun in a scam. So take the Las Vegas Sun. Read Tuesday's front page story on U.S. Senator Dean Heller, Republican, titled, Heller has angered both sides. Now he's scrambling to save seat. And I noticed something amiss, so I read it thoroughly four times just to be certain. Most of the stories in the Sun are simply republished straight from the pages of the New York Times. This one was no different. Every word, every sentence, exactly the same as the Heller story from Sunday's New York Times, with one thing missing. Me. It was meant to be another biased liberal New York Times hit piece on a Republican senator. The Times included almost exclusively negative quotes about Heller from Nevada Republicans. For good reason. This guy's been a fairly liberal to moderate U.S. senator until the last year, when he saw the light and suddenly decided it was in his best interest to be a Trump supporter. But even the Times, the New York Times, tried to put a tad of balance in the story. They included one positive quote from Wayne Allyn Root. I was the guy in the whole article who had a positive quote about Dean Heller. And I said that despite my being one of Senator Heller's harshest critics for years, I'm now going all in for Dean Heller. He's voted with Trump, he's supported Trump, he's bought into Trump, and I always reward good behavior. He's now my guy. And I will fight with everything I have for Senator Heller to get him reelected. I said that, and the Times reported it more or less. Not exactly, but more or less. Funny thing, the Las Vegas Sun didn't. They republished the entire article except for my quote. Everything else was in it but my quote, which was central to the story. It was removed, deleted, omitted, banned. There was no mention that the story was edited or shortened or changed in any way. Some might call that misleading. Some might call it bias. Some might say it's an ethical lapse. I know one thing. It's pretty darn slimy. Why was the mention of Wainwright removed and nothing else? Perhaps because Sun publisher Brian Greenspun, like so many crazed, obsessed, blind with rage liberals, despises Trump and Root. Or maybe because the biased liberal Sun, Las Vegas Sun, has lost all perspective and they wanted to make the story about Heller's chances for victory look even worse than their beloved New York Times did. Because, of course, by omitting the line where Wainwright says, I'm all in for Heller, they leave out anything positive for conservatives to see in the future of Dean Heller. This clearly purposeful deletion of only one person from the story, yours truly, certainly adds up to a loss of all journalistic credibility. And it's certainly another case of TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. Just add it to the list. Spike Lee calls President Trump that mother effer. And I'm being nice in the way he said it. Congresswoman Maxine Waters said impeachment is the, quote, only option because Trump killed the Iran deal. Congressman Al Green calls Trump an impeachable bigot. Trump is the quintessential person that impeachment was designed for. Because he doesn't agree with Trump's views, Trump has to be impeached, according to Al Green. Even Nancy Pelosi says this crazy talk is a gift to Republicans. Can you imagine when Nancy Pelosi looks sane, how bad the rest of them are? Democratic senators are putting an immigration crackdown, are pushing an immigration crackdown on ICE agents. Not on illegal aliens crossing the border, on ICE agents. They want to make their life difficult. Keep it up. You've lost all credibility. You sound like crazy people. You're chasing away sane voters by the millions. My commentary coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. So the Las Vegas Sun, obviously, clearly, is anyone going to say it was a mistake? They copied the entire New York Times story. That, I mean, that's their whole newspaper, by the way. They should call it the, you know, Las Vegas Sun-Times. Because it's the New York Times, wrapped in the sun. They just grab all their stories and put it in their newspaper. It's amazing. And they copied the story exactly, except for me. They left me out. How's that possible? Is that not fraud? It's certainly terribly misleading. And just to show you how right I am, here's a story. Out today, the Washington Post says Democrats now openly fretting about rising Trump approval and deteriorating 2018 prospects. I told you, the American people think that the Democrats have lost their mind, and they're vicious, and they're bitter, and they're liars, and they live on fake news, and they live on fake polls, and the American people see it. So here's the article. Democrats stand to make gains in the upcoming midterm elections, but their cockiness about winning sweeping victories has reportedly become more restrained in recent days thanks to tightening generic ballot polling and approved presidential approval numbers. CNN's newest national survey shows most Americans are pleased with the general state of the country, with Democrats' advantage down to just 3 points as opposed to 16 points several months ago. Reuters' national data shows Democrats' lead whittled down to one measly point, well within the margin of error. At the beginning of the year, Chuck and Nancy's party held a double-digit average lead on the generic ballot. That margin has now been chopped in half to just under 6 percentage points. Perhaps more worrisome to liberals is President Trump's increased public opinion standing. Haven't I been telling you that here all along? Trump is still somewhat unpopular, lie, but his ratings have recovered from disastrous nadirs. It's impossible to tell what the mood of the country will be in 5-plus months, and history, broadly speaking, remains on the Democratic side. B.S. The Washington Post reports that confidence giving way to anxious hand-wringing. After months of confidence that public discontent with President Trump would lift Democrats back to power in Congress, some party leaders are fretting their advantage in this year's midterms are eroding amidst a shifting political landscape. Driving their concerns are Trump's approval rating, which has ticked upward in recent weeks, and high Republican turnout in some recent primaries suggesting the GOP base remains energized. What's more, Republicans stand to benefit politically from a thriving economy and are choosing formidable candidates to take on vulnerable Democratic senators. Democratic worries are mounting in the House as well, where the party has been more confident of gaining 23 seats it needs to retake the majority. Democrats are picking strong candidates in dozens of Republican-held suburban districts where Trump has lost significant support, but recent surveys suggest the races are tightening. Trump's approval is now at the highest point it's been all year, measured by Gallup in early May at 42%. Meanwhile, Democrats' advantage when voters are asked which party they want to control Congress has shrunk. Part of Democrats' problem is the sheer volume of noise being generated by disparate anti-Trump factions, much of which is focused on issues like Russia and Stormy Daniels. I mean, look, I've said all this on this show again and again and again. All you guys just listen to my show and write it all down. Because King Wayne Root always gives you the right answers. Always. I was the guy who told you that sports gambling would be legalized all over the United States. I was the guy who told you Donald Trump would win the election. I was the guy who told you that the generic ballot was BS. That they're oversampling Democrats. The whole thing's a joke. Congressional candidates may be struggling to focus on bread and butter issues that speak to persuadable voters while their base is fired up over Mueller and porn stars and the prospect of impeachment. It just isn't working. Even Jimmy Kimmel thinks people have had enough of Trump bashing. Wow. Asked if he had a barrel full of barbs aimed at the president ready to be unleashed during the annual cable news upfront event, a friendly gathering of major new network executives, Kimmel said he'd be pulling back on the anti-Trump rhetoric. I don't know. I don't know how much focus there will be on Trump. I think people have had their fill of anti-Trump rhetoric. So it's all turning on them. I'll be right back. More now, USA Radio. I'll tell you more when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, worn out. There are some rough women in the world, and I'm not even talking about Megan Barth, who's here with us now. But there's this article here. Golfer Lucas Glover's wife is arrested after attacking him and calling him a pussycat, she didn't use the word cat, and a loser after he played a poor round at the PGA Players Championship. This poor guy, Lucas Glover, wow, you got a tough wife.
Oh, my.
She must have been drinking early and late.
Did she take lessons from Tigers?
Yeah, she took
Any
lessons.
Golf clubs involved?
I think she took lessons from Hillary Clinton, but, you know. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, warrior for truth, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, American-made, because you can't fight a war like this anywhere else in the world. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. My Twitter handle, @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. And my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right, Megan Barth is with us live and in person. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
Her website's ReaganBabe.com. And it's interesting that the first topic here you've got for me to discuss is your column, News Corp Fights Fake News Monopoly. News Corp being Fox News, I assume.
Right.
Nobody knows who News Corp is. I hope you know that. Say Fox. Why don't you say Fox News Fights Fake News Monopoly.
Well, I'll change the title just for you.
News Corp, I think, is the publicly traded name.
Right, well, this was news last week that kind of got buried, you know, obviously with North Korea and everything going on. And they are recommending that we have an ARB board, and that's the Algorithm Review Board, because what they've identified, and I've identified, and many others have identified, is that Google and Facebook have manipulated their algorithms specifically.
And Twitter.
Correct, which just came out. That's another article.
They're shadow banning.
They finally admitted it.
Right.
They were censoring
us.
Well,
they've done it to me for a year now.
Right, and me, and every conservative voice
right.
that they find to be criminal,
right.
right? Less moral.
Well, can I tell you what fits into your story?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll fit exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas Sun. You read the Sun sometimes, right? Once in a while?
Yeah.
You know, the Sun is really a republishing. It's like they have a Xerox machine and they republish the New York Times and they put it in the Sun.
Right.
Every article is from the New York Times directly. And they say New York Times article. Every
They should call it the New York Times Sun.
Right. That's what, that's what I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I just said that.
I knew I got that from somewhere.
Exactly. She listens to my show and then she subconsciously memorizes it and she repeats it back.
No,
I'm just kidding. So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
They published Sunday's New York Times article about the fact that Dean Heller is very unpopular among Republicans in Las Vegas. And they quoted all these Republicans who said lousy things about him. And then they quoted me. They said, Wainwright says he's the harshest critic in the whole state of Dean Heller, but now he's going all in for Dean Heller because the choice is Jackie Rosen or the guy Donald Trump supports. I'm going all in for Heller. So I'm searching the article for that quote. They've reprinted the entire article.
Without.
They left out that one single quote. Every word in the article is word for word, sentence for sentence, but they left out Wainwright's quote
and
in the Las Vegas Sun.
Purposely to create a narrative that he's unpopular.
And because they hate Wainwright.
Right. Well, and they want Republicans complacent.
Right. I was the only positive one in the whole piece, and they left it out. So, yes, you're right that I think to some extent they wanted it to be even more negative than their beloved New York Times. They wanted the piece to be so anti-Heller they couldn't include my positive piece. But yet, it really was just the fact that Brian Greenspun, the publisher of The Sun, hates Wainwright and hates Donald Trump and so badly wanted to leave me out of it. That's the real reason, is what it comes down to. That's journalistic fraud, in my opinion.
Well, it is. And it's interesting because I've been talking about this journalistic fraud as the co-chair of the MediaEqualizer.com. And the narrative is created in order to deceive. Okay?
Right.
They want us to be complacent. There is no such thing as a blue wave. And still, Trump has a 50% approval rating or around there in spite of 99% negative news.
Well, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. There is such thing as a blue wave. There just isn't one going on. There could be a blue wave. Just like we have red waves, and I think we've got one going on right now. There is no blue wave going on. There can be a blue wave, but the fact that they said there was one was a lie, because there might have been one in the beginning by a little bit, but it's long gone.
Mm-hmm.
They've made fools themselves. They're insane. Did you see the latest from Spike Lee? He's got a new movie he debuted, I guess, at Cannes or wherever, some film festival in France, and he went out on the stage and kept saying, Trump is a mother effer. Trump is a mother effer.
Right.
Trump is a mother effer. Can you imagine that mother effer has his finger on the nuclear button? These are the crazies of the Democratic Party. We'll be right back. Hold that thought, Meg. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777 800-722-7777 800-722-7777.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
North Korea canceled a high-level meeting today with South Korea and threatened to call off a historic summit planned for later next month as the United States and South Korea continue doing military exercises. Republican Senator Rand Paul said maybe we should hold off on those military exercises.
I think not doing military exercises would actually be a show of good faith on our part. It doesn't change anything permanently, but delaying that until after talks I think would be a good idea.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say some of the vents being formed by the volcano are releasing such high levels of sulfur dioxide that the gas poses an immediate danger to anyone nearby. Take a listen to this one eyewitness say it's all about staying together and looking out for each other.
Being in that kind of state right now, you know, just keep your heads up. It's not over. We're all going to stay together. We're all going to be together through this whole process.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, Wayne on the Root War now. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. In the past few weeks, we've seen an uptick of natural disasters, tornadoes in Alabama, volcanoes in Hawaii, earthquakes in California and Oregon. Big earthquake today, as a matter of fact. Today, there was a big earthquake that's in that ring of fire, and some are suggesting it has to do with California, that California's got a problem on the way because of an earthquake today in the ring of fire. Far away, I'm trying to remember where it was, maybe like New Zealand or somewhere. I don't have it in front of me. But natural disasters everywhere, and of course, all this rioting erupting on the Gaza Strip in Israel, and all the worries about what's happening between Iran and Israel and the whole Middle East. No matter where you live, disaster, war, tragedy, it's all. Therefore, you are the best first responder. You are the best first responder. Because you don't want to wait for government to take care of you. You don't even want to wait for government to arrive, let alone take care of you. They may not arrive. They may not take care of you. That day may not come. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. Two for one. Take action now. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Food lasts up to 25 years in storage. Both two-week emergency food kits are shipped free. Supplies of this buy one, get one free are limited. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. By the way, it's not my company. They created that website just for the listeners of this show. Preparewithwayne.com. My Patriot Supply. Thank you for sponsoring the show. 888-524-6540. Okay, let's finish up with, let's get back to your article. We're with Megan Barth in studio. She's live. ReaganBabe.com is her website. Hey, babe, Reagan Babe, what's the story with your column today about Fox News fighting the fake news monopoly? What's new going on?
Okay, so just last week, Fox, or News Corp, used its third quarter investor call as a platform to continue its attack on the two dominant tech platforms who outsized influence and practices are having a deleterious effect on journalism. Now, I outlined this in my article because there is a trifecta really going on. There is a relationship between government, between media, and between tech. And what tech has done is they've manipulated their algorithms in order to put, quote-unquote, quality journalism. They determine what's quality journalism.
That's actually very funny.
And they're awarding...
Like the Vegas Sun, quality journalism.
They're awarding their progressive partners by pushing them to the top of the news feed.
Right.
So they're controlling not only the flow of information, but the type of information that is digested.
Right. You know, I have two sons. Every time I grab their cell phones just to look at what news is trending, every single article is anti-Trump. Every single article is biased against Trump. You know, and I'm not saying they shouldn't exist. I'm saying there are just many articles pro-Trump. They don't show them. They shove them down to the bottom. You never see them. It's all anti-Trump. Mm-hmm. During the election when I grabbed their phones, every article was pro-Hillary and anti-Trump. Every single one.
Well, so now we have a corporation identifying that this is a problem. It has a serious effect. It's called censorship, but it's also affecting journalism. And he says these algorithms are already potent, but they are destined to be much more formidable. And their abundant potential to skew news and skewer customers needs to be better understood and monitored. An algorithm review board, or an ARB, would be particularly useful in the oversight of companies which have horizontal dominance and use that leverage to dominate a vertical, such as Amazon with audiobooks and potentially Facebook with dating.
This is you writing this, or this is a quote?
This is a quote of the CEO at the investor board. I think an ARB is a very good idea because we right now aren't looking to control the information. Google is controlling the information. Facebook is controlling the information. Mm-hmm. Twitter, which we'll segue into, just admitted that they were controlling information because they were literally shadow banning you, which means you were being censored, your voice wasn't being heard, and what they want is this monolithic worldview. And that is
which isn't, they're not winning, though. It's not working. I mean, it wasn't just that Trump was elected. It's that he's still popular, and the generic poll shows, I think we're going to do very well. It's just not working. People now disregard everything they see.
But they aren't neutral platforms, and this is where the FCC could come in. There are, you know, these companies are relatively regulated, but they're protected from any liability of this manipulation or any liability of libel because they're protected by law as a private, neutral platform. They aren't.
Right. I mean, I had some trouble with this because, first of all, I started, you know, I mean, obviously I hate them and I think they're disgusting and what they're doing is disgusting. But because they're a private company, that I don't want government getting involved. They should be allowed
to do whatever they want. They already are involved.
But my point is, in the end, I come down on the fact what they really are is media.
Right.
And you're not allowed to just change a story to make it good for one side, bad for another, and that's what they're doing.
Right.
So that's
right. They've entered a media. Google just invested $300 million into Google News. Okay, in order to push quality and read out the fake news.
Well, quality.
Right. That's going to be you. That's going to be Fox News. That's going to be any conservative voice.
So quality equals liberal, and lack of quality equals conservative in their minds.
Quality equals biased journalism.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
All right, so here's this article. Twitter officially admits to shadow banning users in all but name. In an announcement earlier today, Twitter said they were taking steps to limit behaviors that distort and detract from the public conversation by downranking content that exhibits such behaviors from search results and public conversations. In other words, if your behavior is considered troll-like by Twitter, it'll be harder for other users to find your posts on the platform. The practice of limiting the visibility of content without formally suspending the content owner, notifying them, or deleting the content in question is called shadow banning. Although Twitter employees have been caught on camera admitting that shadow banning takes place on the platform, the company continues to publicly deny that it engages in the practice. They've even made such denials in Senate hearings. So they're just total liars. Buried at the bottom of the announcement is another admission. Twitter has given itself the authority to restrict content that doesn't even violate its policies. Wow.
Right. And James O'Keefe uncovered that. And I don't know if you watched some of that video, but he caught many engineers, policy managers, executives on tape where one engineer actually said shadow banning to be used to stealthily to target political views. Former Twitter engineer says, that's a thing. Alinda Hansen, policy manager for Twitter Trust and Safety, explains, we're trying to downrank, and then she says the word, crappy people to not show up. We're working that on that right now. Parnay Singh, Twitter director messaging engineer. You have like 5,000 keywords to describe a redneck. The majority of it are Republicans.
There you go.
And so there's an obvious bias, again. It's an unspoken rule within Twitter that that's what they're supposed to do. And they are using themselves as a huge censorship machine without you knowing you're being censored.
Right.
And you don't even get a warning that says your speech violates or, you know,
yeah.
They'll just suppress you changing the algorithms or, you know, shadow banning your account.
Right. Well, it's happened to me again and again. The end result is that, you know, I'm a very controversial guy, very outspoken guy. And you would think that I'd be growing by leaps and bounds, 5,000 people a day, 10,000 people a day. My Twitter account has gone up by like 8 people in a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just not being seen by anybody. It's as simple as that.
I got a message from a guy that follows me, says I'm no longer getting, you know, your tweets on,
right.
You know, my texts.
Right, and that's what I got. Someone on Facebook told me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get yours on my timeline all
right.
the time. It no longer appears on my timeline. So they have to come to my page. People don't
right.
do that. They're not going to go to Wayne Root's page every morning
right.
to find out my tweets or my Facebook posts. So they're making it very difficult. Again, they're very careful not to cross the fine line. It's a fraud. In other words, it's not like they're changing my words. It isn't like they'll take a sentence and change your own words. They just make sure very few people see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what The Sun did, too, right? The Sun didn't commit fraud in the standpoint. They didn't change my words. They just made sure my words weren't in the article in the first place.
Right. I mean, and the only edit out of that whole entire article was
right.
a
I mean,
little bit targeted.
It was targeted. There's
yeah.
no question about it. So did you see Spike Lee and the words he used?
Yeah, you know, and this is typical. This is your celebrity Hollywood left that believes they connect with a flyover country. They don't. They're not even connecting with their own base. But yet Democrats will embrace this type of language. What happened to, remember, when Steve Scalise and 12 other Republicans were nearly assassinated on a baseball field in Virginia by a Bernie Sanders crazed supporter, and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of her hacks came out and said, we need to tone down the violent rhetoric. You know, it's just both sides are guilty of the violent rhetoric. And then we have this.
Yeah, well, so
and I heard Maxine Waters, and I heard, you know.
Here's just Spike Lee said, by the way, in addition to calling Trump the F word multiple times, he said the so-called American cradle of democracy, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The United States of America was built on the genocide of Native mm-hmm. people and slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That is the fabric of the United States of America. As my Brooklyn brother Jay-Z would say, facts. So America's built on the genocide of Native people and slavery.
He sounds like a teacher at Berkeley.
Yeah. Worse.
Or Bill Ayers, you know, Obama's pal.
But I've no, you know, listen, there was slavery. I get it. And he has a right to bring it up. You also have a right to say, what about all the good things? What about the fact that literally hundreds of thousands of white people died in the Civil War fighting for your freedom? Mm-hmm. We're the only country in the world that's ever done that. Only country that's ever done that. No one had a war.
They never talk about the modern day slave trade.
Against slavery.
Well, why aren't they against the Nigerian slave trade?
Well, even then, the slave trade emanated in Africa with Africans. Then.
Right. But, I mean, right now, there is an active Nigerian slave trade going on because
right.
that country is war-torn, and those
right.
men are being shipped over to Middle Eastern countries, etc. And I don't see them standing up for their African-American or African brothers or
right.
sisters.
Right. Well, in South Africa.
You know, hashtag campaigns don't work. Bring back our girls.
In South Africa, at this very moment, there is a threat of white genocide. There is
uh-huh.
somewhat of a white genocide going on, but it's not mass yet. But literally, they passed a law that says we can steal any white farmer's farm. Anytime we want, steal your farm, and it's totally legal.
That's
and they
crazy.
Said, for the moment, we don't need a genocide because we can just steal your land so you can't do anything about it. So it was interesting. Yesterday, a big South Africa media, you know, anchor man said how terrible Israel is. We're going to boycott Israel. And you're just sitting there going, in South Africa, you're talking about the genocide of white people, and you've passed a law to steal our farms because we're white. But you're mad at Israel because people got shot at the Gaza Strip. The hypocrisy is galling. It's unbelievable. No one looks at themselves and what they've done. There's only racism on one side. I think there's tremendous amounts of racism on the other side.
Well, we're
Hold on. Megan, we'll be right back. You
okay.
save that thought.
All right.
Wayne Allred, War Now, USA Radio. USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. We'll be right back more with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allred. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, Landis Tax Group, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All of you know the story. I don't need to tell you again. The IRS is out to attack me at Sam Landis 1. Simple. He won big time. In my opinion, the best tax lawyer in the country. Recommended to me as one of the best tax lawyers in the country. I think it just doesn't get any better than Sam Landis. When you call, you have a free consultation with a tax attorney who's protected by attorney-client privilege. Very important. The whole IRS was assembled against me. The whole United States government was assembled against me, and Sam Landis won. Can you imagine if your case is simple and you don't have the whole government against you? You don't have the President of the United States against you. You don't have Valerie Jarrett against you. Can you imagine how simple it'll be for Sam Landis? You get attorney-client privilege. You get a free consultation. You know exactly what it'll cost, and he does not charge a lot. You'll hear the number, and you'll decide. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. With the letter U, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. And by the way, just call him and thank him for sponsoring this show and the TV show for 2 years now. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Tell him, because of him, we have Conservative Talk Radio. Because of him, you have Wayne Allyn Root. He signs the front of the check, so you don't have to. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. All right, back with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back.
Thank you. And MediaEqualizer.com. I have to give that plug now to you.
MediaEqualizer.com, which is all about fighting the liberals who want to take us off the air and kill our sponsors, right? Is that the deal?
Pretty much. Absolutely.
All right. I noticed since your Media Equalizer came along, there doesn't seem to be any more talk about killing sponsors. I haven't heard another word about it. It's like it disappeared.
Well, you know, MediaEqualizer.com was established a year ago to save Sean Hannity's career. And at that time, we fought back against Media Matters for America, that George Soros operation, David Brock's organization, that was trying to ruin Sean Hannity and push him off the air. Then they attacked Laura Ingraham. And so our activist network, 111,000 now strong, Stop the Scalpings on Facebook, STS on Facebook, we launch counter campaigns and we fight back, and that's exactly what needs to happen. Now we have Nicole Wallace, who's called to wring Sarah Sanders' neck because she didn't answer a question in the manner that Nicole Wallace of MSNBC thought she should answer. Just a week before, we had April Ryan calling for a street fight with her, that she was going to rip her earrings off and maybe bring some hot sauce in her purse, and the Baltimore mayor wanted to jump into that scrum. And then again on MSNBC, there was a political analyst, Malcolm Nance, is it? Yeah, Malcolm Nance, who basically said any veteran that supports Trump is an honorable. Well, where are the sponsors that are supporting this type of garbage journalism? This isn't journalism. This is sheer punditry and vitriol that is attacking half of Americans. And so when we launch counter campaigns, we call for the boycott of NBC. We do so in a coordinated manner, and we take over the phones. We take over the Twitter sphere with Twitter PACs and such, and it becomes an automatic campaign similar to one that Media Matters for America is on continually and daily.
So you're the anti-George Soros?
Correct.
Good job.
And I'm happy to be.
Good job. I may need you one of these days.
InvestigateSoros.com. Add your email address, and it's going to be an open source network of FOIA documents.
Make sure you remember this. Hashtag Protect Wayne Root. Remember this.
Okay.
Hashtag Protect Wayne Root. Make sure you guys are on my team. The Michael Avenatti files. Porn star attorney Avenatti acted with malice, fraud, and oppression and paid no payroll taxes for years. Now, when I used to be in business, the one no-no we all knew was no matter what happens, if you're the CEO, you can skip on a lot of things. You can never, ever, ever not pay your payroll tax. Never.
Right.
You go to jail for years for not paying your payroll taxes. They'll come and take your house for not paying your payroll taxes because government thinks that's their money. It's not like you pay taxes on your income. This is the payroll taxes that's due on your employees' income, and you as the employer are collecting them, and you're holding them for the government. So you're stealing from the government, literally. So how does he get away with this, A? And B, how does Michael Avenatti have any credibility of any kind to cast aspersions at Donald Trump? When did anyone prove that Donald Trump ever withheld payroll taxes? Never.
Well, and why is media giving him a national basically his own national program? I mean, he's taken over CNN. He's on MSNBC. He hasn't met a camera he doesn't like. But, you know, I was looking up the Society of Professional Journalists. It's actually one of the oldest organizations. There are 300 chapters nationwide, 9,000 members. Do you realize that they have a code of ethics that journalists are supposed to follow?
Let's hear the code of ethics that journalists should follow.
There's only four. And you would think they could hit at least one, right? Number one, seek truth and report it. Ethical journalism should be accurate and fair. Journalists should be honest and courageous in gathering, reporting, and interpreting information. Number two, minimize harm. Ethical journalism, treats sources, subjects, colleagues, and members of the public as human beings deserving of respect. Number three, act independently. The highest and primary obligation of ethical journalism is to serve the public. Journalists should avoid conflicts of interest, real or perceived, disclose unavoidable conflicts. Number four, be accountable and transparent. Ethical journalism means taking responsibility for one's work and explaining one's decisions to the public. I don't think we've had any ethical journalists in the last...
I don't think they know about any of those.
No.
And I don't think Michael Avenatti knows anything about paying taxes.
No, obviously not.
And by the way, it's just a coincidence, but in February is when he took Stormy Daniels' case and when he hit the national news world, blogosphere, and everywhere else. At that same time, he got a mysterious payment of $7 million.
Mm.
And he was able to pay off all his back taxes.
Oh.
So that's got to be George Soros. George Soros.
Maybe Kimball Wood knows, you know, the judge.
Yeah, Kimball Wood.
Recused herself.
I'm telling you, they're all bought off.
Yep.
Just like the Iranian mullahs are now saying, if you don't get us back the Iran deal, we'll tell you who gave bribes to.
Perfect.
I'm telling you, they're all bribed. That's how public officials get rich. They're all bribed under the table and in Swiss bank accounts. All right, let's say goodbye to Megan Barth. Bye, Megan.
Bye.
ReaganBabe.com. I'm Root for America. We'll see you in a sec. War now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.